FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SA Cane Growers Association says the sugar tax should be scrapped entirely for the sake of economic growth. In his budget speech yesterday, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana announced that the levy would remain unchanged. The association's Higgins Mdluli has welcomed the move, saying any increase would worsen unemployment, especially in parts of KZN and Mpumalanga.
The sugar tax has been nothing but destructive for South Africa. The Nedlac study demonstrated proof of job losses, but no evidence has been provided to show that the sugar tax has improved the health of South Africans.
The sugar tax was introduced in 2018 to reduce sugar consumption and combat health-related issues. While Godongwana spared the sugar industry from lifting taxes, he's proposed hikes of 4% and 6% for tobacco and alcohol, respectively. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he believes Donald Trump will attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg in November. Ramaphosa led a high-level delegation aimed at resetting relations with Washington yesterday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio earlier this year boycotted a G20 meeting of foreign ministers in Joburg, accusing South Africa of having an anti-American agenda. After a closed-door meeting with Trump at the White House yesterday, Ramaphosa said that he felt optimistic.
We stressed that the G20, having been formed by the United States, of course, together with other countries, it's important that the United States should continue playing a key role. I want to hand over the presidency of the G20 to President Trump in November.
Ramaphosa said that Trump told him he would seriously consider attending.
I expect him to be coming to South Africa, and he, having realized the important role that the United States continues to play in international or multilateral formations or organizations like the G7 and the G20.
And he says he believes Trump may now have doubts about claims that white Afrikaner farmers are victims of a genocide in South Africa.
I do believe that there's doubt and disbelief in his head about all this, and I think today's meeting, and particularly when he heard from the other members of the delegation, from Minister Steenhuisen to even Johan Rupert and President of COSATU, Losi, and all that, they spoke from their own experiences and what they know, and that in many ways will have deposited in his head the process.
And finally, two lions that were rescued from a circus in France are being released at an animal sanctuary in South Africa. Goliath and Coralie were confined to a small cage while they were transported around the country as touring performers for decades. Wildlife Sanctuary Animal Defenders International in the Free State welcomed the lions last night after they arrived on a plane. The ADI Wildlife Sanctuary is home to over 30 big cats and many other rescued animals. A recap of our lead story, the SA Cane Growers Association says the sugar tax should be scrapped entirely for the sake of economic growth. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.